This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore says probate judges should not be issuing marriage licenses to gay couples, despite a U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage last year. Moore's order released yesterday says an earlier state-level directive is still in effect and suggests the Supreme Court decision only applies to the state specifically mentioned in the case. We talk about this now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays to talk politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So first of all, what's your reaction to this order, this administrative order that came out from Judge Roy Moore yesterday?
It's just Roy Moore being Roy Moore. I mean, anybody that's surprised that Roy Moore would do this has not been watching Roy Moore for the last couple of decades. It's what he does. It's what he is. And it's what people who support him want him to be.
This came 6 months after the U.S. Supreme Court decision. I heard some people saying, why the wait?
That's the best question. I mean, I don't know the answer to that either. I think that he just, maybe it's a New Year's resolution that he decided he was going to go back to his roots and make that stand. But we're going to start the year with some controversy.
Well, the initial reaction played, as you might expect it, with groups such as the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Human Rights Campaign. They condemned it, saying that it doesn't trump a federal ruling. So does this order actually do anything?
That really is going to be up to the probate judges, I believe, because, I mean, they're right now, I mean, they're in a situation where they're trying to figure out whether to follow it or whether to follow the federal court order. It's really, for the immediate future anyway, going to be really about them. Ultimately, we'll have some clarification down the road, but right now it's on them.
And what kind of position are they in? Because we had a few that have said we're not going to issue marriage licenses pending more legal counsel. You had probate judges in Jefferson County and Montgomery that have said, we're just going to go and do what we've continued to do. I mean, what kind of position are they in?
It's a terrible position for them. I mean, they're sitting here going, I mean, do I obey a federal court order or do I obey the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama? And they're getting different directives. And most of them, I mean, really don't know what to do. And so they tend to do what they would like to do in the first place instead of listening to any particular order. But it's an awful position for him to put them in.
Well, you say that initially this will focus on the probate judges, but where do you think this goes from here?
Well, I mean, ultimately, the federal courts will determine what happens, and it will become clear, I feel sure, that what that case is going to be. But in the meantime, Alabama, again, gets to sit here and fight a battle over, hate to mix metaphors, but a horse that's out of the barn here. And this, and while this issue to a lot of people has been put to bed around the country, we're still dragging our feet on it, which makes people think of our long history of doing that very thing. And so for all our efforts to recruit industry, all our efforts to make people believe we've come a long way really fall flat because here we go again.
Also this morning, Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard is scheduled to go on trial in March. He faces ethics charges accusing him of using his public office for personal gain, but he could be going to trial without his lead lawyer. Mark White filed a motion last week asking for him and other lawyers associated with his firm to withdraw from the case. It's a stunning move for the person who has been the face of Mike Hubbard's defense. And before we go any further, I do want to mention that the firm involved, White, Arnold, and Dowd, is an underwriter on WBHM. But with that, John, how significant is this motion from the lawyers?
Well, it's pretty significant because it does throw a lot of questions into the case. The case, let's face it, the case is going to be starting in March, in the middle of the session. It's been going on for a year and a half now, and the big question is whether this is going to cause a delay, which would push it up to 2 years away since indictment. And that, I think, is the biggest question as we go forward now.
Well, what do we know about the reasons behind the split?
Well, you know, we hear different things, so I guess the answer is nothing. You know, there's some who say it's about money, that Hubbard was running out of money, that Mark White wasn't getting paid. That's one thing. There are others who are saying that Hubbard, he might need somebody who's more local in Auburn. He might need somebody who's more of a courtroom sort of attorney and less of a sort of a strategizer that some say that Mark White is. There's some that say that this was the plan all along, that Mark White was going to lead the groundwork up to this point and somebody else would step in. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that we have some confusion now. We're about to find out a little bit more soon, but the delay is the big question.
Well, as you write about the case, you ask who is getting a raw deal here, Hubbard or White, but you say neither. You say it's the people of Alabama. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean the longer this drags on, the more, you know, we have a legislature, which which is being led by a man who is under indictment, who is, from the things we've seen, still occupied with both his indictment and while trying to run the state in a way that has not been very well run in the last few years. So again, we suffer.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News. Online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.